So today on the program, we're talking about a collaboration between the EKS Music School here in Quincy and the Volunteer Musicians for the Arts. They're presenting a free community concert Saturday, November 15th in Braintree. So Jonathan Yasuda and Fred Springer are here from those organizations to talk to us a little bit more about what they do and how you might be able to get involved and certainly how you can enjoy this concert. So gentlemen, thanks for coming over. Really appreciate
it. Thank you, John.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So Jonathan, kind of familiar with the school here in Quincy. It's been around for over 10 years now, right? Mm-hmm. But maybe if you could tell me a little bit about the school itself.
Yeah, so the Volunteer Musicians for the Arts, it's a 501c3, it's okay. A nonprofit. We started in 2012, and unlike a traditional school, it really is just a membership-based outreach program. It started with adults, and we played in Mass General Hospital.
Oh.
We played in McLean Hospital, Rosie's Place, a lot of different places for about 10 years until COVID happened.
I see, okay.
And then we introduced the junior program to bring in, you know, both adults, and now we have the kids.
Yeah, and do you have a brick and mortar location?
Actually, we are nationally based.
Oh, okay.
So we have clubs in California, North Carolina, and Massachusetts, where we started.
How many in Massachusetts do you know, roughly?
So we have about, up to about 6 to 10 clubs or so.
Okay.
Ranging anywhere from Boston Latin School to Newton South, to private schools, anywhere from, you know, they start in the Fay Academy, they go to Fessenden. So it's a mixture of private and public school students that are part of the program.
Okay, and how does one student become a participant?
Well, they're usually classically trained.
Oh, okay.
So our motto is, we believe everyone deserves orchestra seats. So as long as they're studying privately classical music, they can join the program and just jump into doing outreach in their own community or with us in a couple concerts.
And how do they do that?
Well, they sign up online.
Okay.
They do a simple application. It takes 2 minutes. And then they rehearse the pieces that they've been working on with their students and their teachers. And they can come to a concert, for example, at Maplewood at Weston as one of our locations. Or they can go to any number of assisted living facilities that are in their area.
Okay. Is there an audition process?
There isn't an audition process. We usually find that if you're classically trained and you've been playing for about at least 5 to 6 years, they're usually up to muster to perform.
Yeah, and is there a cost for them?
Not for the general membership.
Really?
It's only when kids get into middle school and high school where parents are saying, well, you know, we want to build community service hours, we want to get that. Can you give us recognition? And we say, sure, we have a leadership initiative. So they can actually enroll either on a tuition basis or fundraise for us, and we can help them get such awards as the President's Volunteer Service Award through AmeriCorps and other organizations.
Okay, okay. And do your musicians kind of age out of the system at some point?
Well, at age 18, they go to college.
Okay.
So we do have a couple interns at the College of the Holy Cross, for example, who help us out to keep the program going even when they're in college.
Sure, sure. So how did VMA end up partnering up with the EKS Music School? How did that happen?
Well, it's the Classical Music Network is a kind of a small network in the Boston area, and so just through word of mouth and knowing people through organizations such as either New England Piano Teacher Association or the MTNA, which is the Music Teacher Association. So we're all friends of friends and working together.
Sure. So Fred, when you found out about, did you know about VMA beforehand?
I hadn't heard of it, actually. Okay. Yeah, it was exciting to hear about.
Yeah, so when you found out about it, why did you think it was a good fit for the EKS school?
You know, to me, as a performer and a music educator, you know, outreach and community work is such an important part and such a beautiful thing that we can do with our art form. And, you know, in the past, I've been involved with all kinds of organizations in different cities where I've lived. And to find something like VMA, which is so specific and set up with such a good, you know, kind of workflow and network, being able to put students out into the community and give them the chance to share what they're working on and things like that, it seemed like a perfect fit. We had done an outreach initiative a couple of years ago at EKS. I work as the outreach coordinator for the last few years, and we had done a public concert at the Wollaston Library. And it was a great experience for students and people in the community. But I think now this new partnership with VMA is really going to let us amplify the kind of reach and the access and the opportunities for students and the involvement in the community. So when we were looking to, you know, reignite this kind of outreach wing of EKS, when this opportunity presented itself, it seemed like just an awesome chance.
Must be pretty empowering for your students to be able to perform on a platform that VMA provides.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I think, you know, performance and being able to share and then, you know, hearing how people react to what we do is one of the things. I remember for me as a young musician, that was one of the first things that really, you know, kind of started the fire and that response of like work put in and then, you know, the rewards that you get both by sharing and the kind of personal satisfaction, but then also hearing from others how it affected them, and not just in a sort of student recital way, you know, because we always have end of the year concerts and holiday concerts, all kinds of amazing events at EKS, but making it something for the community and with this kind of outreach motivation. That's just so enriching, you know, I think, for the audience and the performers.
Yeah. For folks who aren't familiar with the school itself, Fred, maybe tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I think it's, you know, the premier sort of music school on the South Shore. Mm. You know, I've worked with EKS for a little over 4 years now. I moved to Boston in 2021, and it's been an amazing opportunity and a great community, you know, of students. We have all kinds of instruments. Piano, I teach guitar, voice, strings, winds, pretty much anything that a young musician could want. And as I said before, great opportunities too. The director of the school, Lisa Squan, does amazing work organizing events.
And an accomplished musician herself.
Yes, yes, of course. Leading by example,
right.
As they say.
Yeah.
Performing often and really supporting us as faculty too. So it's been a real honor to get to work and grow my role at EKS.
Yeah.
And the environment that's cultivated there, the sort of seriousness and the approach to, you know, what we do, but then also this, you know, fun and kind of motivated energy that's all through the halls is just a wonderful thing.
More,
so it's been great
like it's
to work there.
More holistic than just, you know, rote learning, right, of technical
right.
music. Yeah,
yeah, there's a beautiful range to what we do.
Sure, sure. Tell me about your background, Fred, yourself, your musical background.
Yeah I'm originally from Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh, okay.
And I grew up there, and I started playing rock and roll and all kinds
sure.
of, you know, general music styles, and then I heard classical guitar in high school, and I really fell in love, and I ended up going to Texas. I graduated from the University of Texas at Austin with a degree in music performance, and then Georgia. So I did my master's at Columbus State University, and I finished right during COVID, right as it started, a degree in performance, so that was a bit tricky, but...
The arts took a real hit during COVID. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
But after, you know, a year or so, maybe a little more, I ended up, you know, getting to move to Boston and getting some opportunities that made it possible. And for me, you know, kind of as I've said already, that the element of outreach and, you know, sharing what we do, whether it be through education or performance or all kinds of different outlets, you know, the kind of social impact that it can have and the enrichment and the bringing people together, you know, that's, to me, the arts are so vital. And it's just a real honor to get to, you know, help bring people to that, whether it be through, you know, letting them realize their potential on an instrument as a teacher or sharing music that I love as a performer. So that sort of comes into this holistic motivation for me as a musician.
Sure. What's the age range of students at EKS?
There's all kinds of students. So I think right now my youngest just turned 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And she's great. She plays the ukulele.
Oh my
it's
goodness.
Awesome. Yeah. And I teach some adult students too. So
okay.
You know, the oldest I've had, you know, it ranges. But mostly younger students.
Sure.
Yeah, youth from the area.
Okay.
Yeah.
But are you ever too old to learn an instrument?
No, I think. and young at heart is the key, but it helps us get closer to that, too. So
sure.
I love teaching, you know, folks of all ages.
Speaking of the pandemic, did you find folks were kind of searching, you know, when they had some time on their hands to maybe take up that? You know, I always had that thought of, I'm going to play the piano one day, right?
Yeah, it was funny to see how some people... Especially at, you know, because they might not have started lessons then, but
right.
then they come in afterwards and they're like, oh, I started this for a little bit, you know, during lockdown,
yes.
and I never really, you know, got to where I wanted, and then they
okay.
want some instruction or
sure.
some more guided, you know, tips.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was a time of kind of reflection for everybody, I think.
Well, for sure, yeah.
And it's a time, too, when the arts, you know, take on a whole new meaning.
Yeah, yeah. Jonathan, I'd love to hear your story, too, your background and how you came to VMA.
Yeah, so I think the traditional piano recital was always in my, quote, repertoire, you know, ever since a little kid. my first year of life actually was in Squanum, Massachusetts, and then my folks moved out and with my sister, and we studied at the New England Conservatory in the preparatory school for a long time, ever since, I guess, age 10. And from that experience, I learned that, you know what, I think, you know, kids, you know, are just, they're exposed to classical music, they're exposed to the rigor.
They're in cartoons.
They're in cartoons, right, they're in the cartoons, yeah. Exactly. And I think that they need to start, you know, thinking about the bigger picture. If we want classical music to actually thrive in the future, they need to get out of the practice room. They need to start being in the community and showing their face to the world. So I got basically started in it as a disciplined classical concert pianist, and then doing, you know, playing for Fortune 500 companies and, you know, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But then coming back to my center, trying to really give back to the community.
Okay. All right. So did you come back to Quincy to stay?
No, I'm actually Framingham based.
Okay.
I'm not too far.
All right.
But I've been in the Metro West area for most of my life.
Oh, okay.
I was a full scholarship recipient at College of the Holy Cross. And so I was doing a lot of outreach work there. And I just decided to carry it forward and bring it to the community.
How did you find VMA?
Well, I founded it. So
that was my. There you go.
So in 2012, I just said, you know what? I just want to do this. I got to get out to the Boston Public Garden.
Yeah.
I got a Marine Battery. I got a couple. I got a couple of members from the Handel and Haydn Society.
Yeah.
So you've probably heard of them. Yes. And they said, let's do this. So we performed out in the public garden, and we said, you know what? We need a roof over our head probably in the future. So that's how we started getting out into hospitals and other venues.
Yeah. A Marine Battery for your...
For the keyboard.
Amplification.
Of course, the keyboard, the amplification. And it's like, oh, wow, can you imagine people, you know, all of our teachers and everyone thinking, what are they doing out here? It's like, you got to make a statement as a musician.
And then you started playing classical music.
Yeah, we started playing more classical music out there for everyone.
Okay,
all right.
And has it been what you thought it would be?
Everything. Yeah. I mean, the challenges of running a nonprofit organization, especially in classical music, and then in the niche of outreach, is a very challenging endeavor.
So you need a Fred.
So we need a friend like Fred and Elisa's to carry us along and generous supporters to help us.
Hence this collaboration.
Hence the collaboration.
Let's talk about the concert. Again, it is a free community concert, Saturday, November 15th, 1 p.m., at the Braintree Thayer Public Library Auditorium, which is on Washington Street in South Braintree Square. What's going to be happening?
We have a wonderful host of students from EKS who have kind of signed up to perform all different instruments. We have some pianists, some of my guitar students, voice students. I think there'll be a violinist as well. And we'll also have some space for people outside of EKS, like there's an organization that has sent a student, and it's really that kind of outlet. So it's not just a student recital, it's something more that the faculty were informed about and, you know, kind of given the chance to think about who might be, you know, ready and up for and really excited about this opportunity. And we put together this program. You know, the ages of the students range, some, you know, older elementary students through high school. And they'll get the chance to, you know, share what they've been working on and some of their favorite pieces, you know, with the public. Again, not just their parents or friends, but, you know, hopefully some folks from the area, folks who come from this or anything like that.
Yep.
So it's going to be a great time of music for all.
What's the repertoire? Can you tell us a little bit about what the performance will be?
There's some classics. I know there's some Beethoven, Debussy on the program. Some, you know, more younger kind of student-geared pieces. Some Spanish guitar, of course.
Really?
Yeah. With the classical guitar, we love the Spanish music. So some duets, too, not just solo. I'll play with some of my students and things like that.
Okay.
So
all right.
There's... a kind of great range of style.
Okay, all instrumental, or is there any?
There'll be a vocalist. So there'll be at least a song.
Okay. All right. Okay. And about how long is the concert?
About an hour.
Oh, all right.
You know, and, yeah. and we'll take the time to, you know, speak with the community.
Yes.
And Jonathan and I will be there and, you know, get to share some about both organizations and the music that we're hearing. And, you know, that kind of, you know, performance engagement is a big part of what I like to do,
right.
you know, with any concert.
That's the outreach coordinator,
yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I think that's a big part, and especially in the classical music world,
yeah.
this idea of, you know, this kind of barrier of the stage where,
yes.
like, we just stand up there and play,
yes.
and then they listen, and it's nothing else. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of breaking through that
yep.
and really drawing people in, inviting them, whether it be with some historical info or some personal anecdote about what we love about the music,
yeah.
you know, really, I think, amplifies people's
okay.
Encounter with the art.
So are you sort of emceeing the event, Fred, or is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Jonathan will be there.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be there together
okay, yeah.
and get to, you know, bring, and Elisa's too, and,
yes.
and get to bring students up and, you know, give them and us, you know, the chance to just engage and share.
Sure, sure. Yeah. How many performers will be taking part in the concert?
Right now we have, I think, 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And again, this is open to the public. It's a free event.
Yeah.
Yes.
Will it be the first of others, Jonathan?
I hope so.
Yeah.
We're giving the kids certifications and outreach, which okay. is the first in really the country to do this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
so the kids get medals and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Will this be the first performance for any of your students, Fred? I mean, kind of public performance? Or
well, maybe of this nature.
For some
you know,
of them,
in,
yeah.
in terms of having or getting the chance to be on a stage
yeah.
that's not, you know, kind of in the bubble of, like, the school.
Right.
You know,
yes.
where they're doing this kind of end-of-the-year recital where it's really for strangers
yes.
and for
anybody
the public.
Anybody can walk in off the screen, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And so that's a beautiful thing to me. So I think at least a few of them will have that, you know, beautiful first experience
yeah.
of sharing the music with a broader audience.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was an auditorium at the library in Braintree. Do you know how many seats, roughly, or I mean, how many people you're expecting in the audience?
I don't, but
okay.
we'd love to have standing room only.
Yeah,
so
well, of course.
Anybody
yes.
come on out. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
on their event calendar.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of room and plenty of chairs. So,
and I'm sure you both probably find what typically happens is when live music starts anywhere,
yeah.
folks gravitate toward it, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Just like what's that? Honey.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Well, and that's the great thing about doing it at, you know, a sort of community center
yeah.
like a library or a literal community center, you know, is kind of taking what we do to the people. You
mm-hmm.
know, and it's a great thing to have a library and to have spaces in the public sector which are open and welcoming
right.
for events like this. And I think, you know, that's really what can help bring people together.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. Anything else you think we should add right now?
No, I don't think so. Just
come to the show.
Thanks so much,
come to the
yeah,
show.
And come on
yeah.
out.
Volunteermusicians.org is a good website to go to, right,
yes,
to get
yes.
Information. And Fred, is there a specific location for folks to learn about EKS?
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, anywhere you find stuff on the internet, EKS
yeah.
Music School on
okay.
social media or the website, and there's, you know, information about upcoming concerts. And as you said, this will be the first of other concerts
yeah.
that we do together, so even if you can't make this Saturday, you know, keep an eye out on both organizations in
okay.
the spring, and you know, we'd love to welcome as many people as we can.
Yeah, yeah. Please reach out here
mm-hmm.
at QATV. We'd love to be able
it's
to
wonderful.
Help you get the message out for sure.
Thank
Jonathan,
you.
Folks who want to learn more about VMA
mm-hmm.
and maybe get involved.
Yeah, volunteermusicians.org.
That's the place to go.
Everything's there. We have an app.
Okay.
You can just click onto it.
Of course.
You know, of course, there's an app for
everything.
Yeah, yeah. Just reach out. We're very welcome.
Right. Is there an app that can teach me how to play piano?
Yeah. Oh, yes, there is.
Probably,
yes. Yes, there is.
Have a wonderful performance
thank you so
on
much.
Saturday,
yeah.
and good luck in the future.
Thank you
Thanks
very
a lot.
Much.
You're welcome.